you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
It's raising the vibration. Right here on the Live Paranormal Radio Network. We're at liveparanormal.com and syndicated all over the world. iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, the list goes on and on. Thank you for joining us from around the world. I'm your host, Sheena Metal. I'm a psychic medium. I'm a talk radio host of 27 years. I'm an interfaith minister. And I'm here every Tuesday at 6 o'clock Pacific time. And you can find me at SheenaMetalSpiritual.com and the show at RaisingTheVibrationRadio.com. Raising the Vibration, the radio show, is an offshoot of a movement of peace and love and kindness and unity that I founded and made a nonprofit to carry on my mama's teachings, both spiritual and humane, after her passing. And we are here to do just that, spread peace, spread love, spread kindness and unity. And that's what this show is about. Those are the cornerstone words of the movement. You can find it at raisingthevibration.org. And you can find more about this show at liveparanormal.com. And also, the cornerstone words for this show are a little bit different. They are ascend, evolve, inspire, and love. We double up on love because love is the most important thing, because love is all there is, my friends, and I'm sure you know that. Ascend, evolve, inspire, and love. Are you ascending in your life? Is there ascension? Are you literally working to raise your own vibration and then helping to raise the vibration of others? Are you evolving and becoming more enlightened in your life? And are you using these things that you have learned about yourself, these gifts, this ascension, this evolvement, to inspire others to also make a difference in the world? And on this show, we also ask, what are you doing to make the world a better place? What's your passion? What's your service? Why are you here? And my guest today, I gather every week the brightest and most beautiful minds and hearts and souls in both the spiritual community and the world of give back. My guest today, of course, fits right along those lines. She's a wonderfully talented psychic and radio host in her own right, and very well learned and educated in so many things, and just a joy to talk to. Always, always so much fun to have her here on the show, and a thrill to have her here on Raising the Vibration for the very first time, I believe. We moved our shows over here to the Live Paranormal Radio Network in January, but I don't think she's ever been on this particular show, and it's wonderful to have her here, and I'm so excited to do so. Please welcome my wonderful friend, Vox Voltaire. How are you, my friend? It's great to have you here.
Hi, Sheena. Thank you for inviting me, and yes, this is my first time on this particular show, and I'd like to thank you for
that opportunity.
I'm so glad to have
you. My pleasure. Yeah. You know, you did my Haunted Playground show, which is here on our network on Wednesdays at 6 o'clock Pacific time every week. And as we were talking, I realized, Vox, that so many of the things we were talking about were vibration-raising kinds of things. And about halfway through that show, I'm like, oh, I got to get her on this one as well. So I'm so honored that you're here, and I thank you, my friend.
Thank you for providing a really wonderful platform for us all to chat about these important ideas.
Absolutely, my pleasure. So when I say raising the vibration, what does that mean to you?
It means to explore the ways that you can be of service, pay attention to the reality around you, and if you're not pleased with what you're experiencing, to search for a method to do that, whether it be through occult, paranormal, Bible, Quran, Buddhist teachings. Find any method that resonates with you and try to live by these righteous rules that are going to make your life better, make your soul more attuned to that vibration that you're trying to raise. And some of that has a lot to do with how you perceive yourself. And are you being honest about who you really are and what do you want to accomplish in this short life that we have? Even if we live to be 200, it's still not that long. So to me, that's what raising the vibration is, paying attention to how you can better not only your own life, but how you can be a vessel of service to others, to, you know, allay their fears, being a better person, being more conscientious, and also teaching by example. So that's kind of a long
I agree. No, but I agree 100%. Yes. Yeah, but that is what I was talking about, right? Ascending, evolving, inspiring, living.
And to that end, I do a lot of prayer, especially before I go to sleep. I'm usually praying for about 1 or 2 hours. And that really is the final point of every prayer that I make, which is to consciously, emotionally, psychically, physically, to evolve. That really is the last word that I say after every prayer. If we can continue to evolve, that's the point. That's why we're here. That's why the different types of humans and creatures that were on this planet millions of years ago, we are the result of some type of hopefully evolved beings. And we have to keep that in the front of our minds, however we do it. You know, and not to be strange, but I even believe that people that are agnostic and or atheist, they also need to evolve. We have to keep our minds open. We have to keep faith in all that we do. What if there is really an entity that exists the way we perceive it? We want to live towards something. We want to have faith regarding something. So living with purpose, even if you're a total mess up and screwed your entire life up, as long as you are hopeful, as long as you are actively trying to raise your vibration, as you so wonderfully put it, that's what we're here for. That's it. There's nothing else, really. You know? Those are just some of the ways that I perceive it.
I like to think of Earth, right? Each lifetime that we're here as a semester of soul school. And in order to pass the class, a certain amount of ascension needs to take place. So that really is the main, right? Because if you're taking a class in school, right, you have to accumulate a certain amount of knowledge in order to pass a class. And I think it's the same thing from a spiritual level, except the knowledge, instead of studying in books, the knowledge is about ascension. Do we get it? Do we get why we're here? Do we understand why this is happening? And that becomes what we need to pass the class every time. Then we come back the next semester, right, the next life, more enlightened, ready to then get more ascension and more evolvement, enlightenment, and pass the next level of class. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, absolutely. And I subscribe to that. And in fact, every religion I've ever studied, and that's pretty much all of them, and all different modes of faith, that seems to be the one similarity. Even the Arabs, the Muslims in particular, the followers of Islam, they actually have something called the seven heavens. Have you ever heard that statement? Oh, heaven, you know, seventh heaven. To them, that's a real place. The Christians are trying to, you know, achieve heaven. All the different religions, Buddhists, they have their different levels of hell and heaven as well. And all of them seem to perceive that the raising of the vibration that they're trying to do is literally ascending upward, wherever that is. And I would imagine it could be, if it was a spatial idea, it would always be up higher and higher. that when we can achieve that, it seems like in all religions, there's some type of heaven. And it always appears in the upward space, like we're trying to raise. I mean, I don't know how many people think about keep on going up, up, up. Yeah, there's people that are into the magical religions, you know, and pagan and Wiccan, wherein they do certain kind of rituals that they are talking about, raising up to the hexagram, the light of the hexagram. So even in the pagan community, they're perceiving salvation in the upward mode. So I think that's really interesting. It's something that we all share, you know. And
yeah,
one
it's
of the
interesting.
Methods
it, yeah.
One of the methods that I use is more like what the Hindus call jnana yoga, and that's J-N-A-N-A, and that means the yoga of knowledge. And so say that there's a person that's very simple and just very directly connected to the earth, and they're very faithful people. They don't have to study a book to find God. And that there are intellectuals, like, you know, a lot of the ancient rulers of the Catholic Church and other religions, they had their high priests, even in Egypt, and they used to study books and theories in the ancient Greeks and the Romans, and they were always meditating on the ideals of this kind of stuff. And what I try to do is I learn these different methods of, like, tarot, Kabbalah, and astrology, to define some kind of mental aspect of more like intellectual type of ascension. And I try to teach people to recognize the various patterns in tarot, numerology, and astrology so they can back that up even further with information, but it's not necessary. If a person wants to be simple and just very, you know, just organically have faith, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And I think that's a really wonderful thing. So however, whatever methodology a person uses, if they use biblical scriptures, if they use Quran, if they use the Buddhist text or the Bhagavad Gita of the Hindus, if they want to add to that just simple faith and try to prove things to themselves intellectually, I find that that is a really powerful way to go because you can use your logic to some extent to create another level of faith, but it's not necessary. But in these type of modern times that we're living in, I find it really helpful to also study the different ancient languages, numerological features, ancient holy books. It just backs those kind of things up because if you're honest with yourself, there's no way to prove any of this. Nothing. Zero. Forget about it. However,
faith
doesn't need that kind of intellectual knowledge. You can just sit there and have faith and hope and belief. That is enough.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. None of us, right, we all have theories. We all have belief. We all have faith.
Mm-hmm.
We all have ideas.
Right.
But in an incarnate state, like we are all in right
mm-hmm.
now, you are, I am, everybody listening is, none of us know anything. And we never
that's
know
that's
when we're
true.
Incarnate. And our memories are erased every time we come back because if we had all the knowledge of home, we wouldn't have as much to learn, right? We kind of have to come back every time and learn from scratch because that's part of the thing. And when clients say to me, why? So, you know, that's above my pay grade. I didn't make the rules. I only know what the rules are in my belief system. And in my belief system, those are the rules.
Yeah, and I think I have an interesting story about that.
Please.
There's a story that a dear family member had when she was about 14. And she woke up really upset and said she had spoken to God in her dream. And I'm like, well, that's cool. So, what did he say? And she was having some kind of conversation with God. This is before that book came out, by the way. And she was, you know, not feeling really great about her life. And she thought, oh, you know, well, when I die, this is just a bust. Oh, my God, I don't know anything. And the voice that she believed God to be said to her, it's not what you know, it's what you learn. And she had no concept of magic, philosophy, and it was such a pure dream. And it was just like, oh, my God, you know, yeah, you were talking to God because that is something God would say, you know. And I agree with you on that basis. It's all about learning. It's not necessarily about being successful either, you know.
It's not. Well, because learning means sometimes you screw up, right? Sometimes you fail the test. Sometimes you fall down and skin your knees. We don't do everything right every time. But we're not supposed to do everything right every time. We're supposed to learn, and you learn sometimes from doing it. You learn sometimes from not doing it. You know, you learn from success, but you also learn from failure. And sometimes you learn more, Vox, right, from failure than you do from success.
Oh, I agree.
So,
I'm sorry about that. I was going to say there's a saying that an angelic spirit that contacted me one time, and it said, failure is the sweeter success. And I thought, what? And then I realized how heavy that
was. Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, that's a pretty cool angel. It's like, what does that
mean? I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Failure is the sweeter success because that is when you are learning. And also, you know, as fellow psychics and counselors of people, sometimes people start coming to us because they think that we can just help them avoid all the pitfalls. And they're going to try to cheat psychically and try to get the information from us when that's really not necessarily what we're there for. We're there to show them different options, you know, not to solve every problem, you know.
Yeah.
So sometimes people think, oh, why can't the psychic, if you're so psychic, why don't you just get the lottery number? So I'm like, you are missing the point. It's not like a shortcut. Because as you know, being psychic does not help you avoid pitfalls. What it can do, though, is alert you to the patterns before they're set in stone and things of that nature.
Absolutely.
So they're helpful guides, but come on, there's no cheating allowed.
No, and I think sometimes they actually hinder you. I mean, I think sometimes being a psychic makes it harder. Because the more information you ask, the more questions you have, and the more you can let them trip you up, right?
Absolutely. So it's a real delicate balance.
Ignorance is bliss in a way.
Absolutely.
The more you know.
You can't sit better. There's more.
The more you know, the more you have to ponder.
Yeah, I always had visions of like a simple farmer planting seeds in the ground. And the only real cosmic info you would really need would be the seasons, to pay attention to the seeds that he's planting and what season that he needs to plant them. And other than that, you know, you plant the seed, you do everything that's necessary, and usually something grows out of that seed. However, sometimes you do everything correct and the thing still doesn't work. But I agree that the simpler the life, the better, you know?
Yeah, I agree. But I also think that we each have a destiny. We're each called for a different reason in each lifetime. And those of us who are called to be light workers are called to be in service, right? We have our normal human life. We got to work on our own stuff. But on top of that, we're also people of service, and we have to work on everybody else's stuff too.
Yeah, and, you know, as they say, you know, if you're in favor of the Lord, if the Lord favors you, he keeps you pretty darn busy, you know?
Yeah.
And I really think that your intent when you're also guiding other people and even listening to your own angels, it's really important that the intent is to not avoid life, but to be more informed as to what's coming and how best to handle it. Because no matter how powerful psychically you could ever be, there is a finite expiration date on our physical lives. You know, we're not really meant to stick around for 1,000 years. And that's not a bad thing, you know. And so, yeah, we agree on a lot of different points, you know. If I disagreed with you, I would, you know, I would disagree with you, but there's nothing to disagree on so far, you know.
What do you tell people? I'm sorry?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I said, what do you tell clients? Because a lot of people right now feel like this is the end of the world, right? COVID's going to get us all. It's all over. There's no reason to be grateful. And we're all just hanging on by a thread, waiting for it all to be over. How do you inspire people to stay hopeful in this time?
Well, first I've realized that everything on our planet revolves in cycles. And as a professional astrologer, that's been very helpful to me because I can say, all right, you know, this event and these energies are going to be prevalent for this long. It's like a doctor that says, okay, it's going to hurt right here for 10 minutes, and you're going to feel this kind of pressure right here. And I use astrology as a tool to deflect the pain that people are going through. Say, all right, life is really challenging. It's very difficult right now. But there is a finite end to the trouble, just like there's a finite end to the good. And it really is a phase. Some of these phases can be very long-standing. Some of them can be over very quickly. So I usually rely a lot on the astrological components that I'm seeing. And most because my clients come back, you know, for the same 35 years. And even though I can't guarantee what I'm going to tell a person, I seem to give them accurate information that they say, oh, you know, you told me this was going to happen 20 years ago. Well, I don't remember that. And if they didn't have a tape recording of it, they probably wouldn't remember it either. But I said, you told me that to prayer. Like, you told me to prepare for this kind of situation, and I did, and it really helped, you know. So let people know, just as the annoyances and challenges that we're facing, they, like, again, in the Bible, this too shall pass.
Right,
you know,
right.
That's what you have to do. You got to tell people the truth of what you see, but more important than being accurate is being compassionate. And if you tell somebody just a blank truth or just gut-level truth and they're going to act against it, your ego telling that person, oh, this is what's going to happen, you want more to be helpful than brutal to the client. You're not going to lie to the client, but just kind of soften the edges and say, okay, it's going to last this long. Is what's going to happen. And there have been way worse plagues and things of that nature for the last 1,000 years. And I will say, COVID-19 is going to be here for a long time, but it's going to dissipate into a regular virus. And it will be very much like the flu. It will also continue to evolve, but it will not be the end of humanity. And I will say another thing as well, people with the gut-wrenching fear of microchips. As a psychic for the last 2 years, I've been researching it. And I'm going to tell you,
yes,
flat out, and I hope I'm not offending anybody, it's not based on a chip. You are not going to be programmed for self-destruction, you know.
It's not
going to happen.
I know.
I beg people, I don't care what your political party is, just get the vaccine. I would never, ever get involved in politics and tell people what they should do on a political level. But we're talking about logic. And I will say one thing. It's just so debilitating that to act on anything other than a simple logic is just really a foolish idea. Just like a heroin addict. He doesn't want to take pills. Right? And he doesn't want to take vitamins, but he wants to keep taking heroin. Addicts just want to take what they want to take, even if it's actually doing more harm than taking an aspirin. They don't want any
right.
foreign substances. I'm like, come on, get real. And just for the sake of humanity, wear a mask, wear your gloves, take care of yourself, because you could be carrying something and be around somebody who has a compromised immune system, even if they're not aware of it. So it's just basic human
yes.
decency. But there are conspiracies. We know about that. We're not stupid. But the conspiracies
right.
are backwards. And if you can imagine the most intelligent people I know, Hollywood screenwriters, actors, you name it, agents, a bunch of them were starting to take horse deworming medications. But you won't take the shot, but you'll put in, you know, you'll eat an elephant tranquilizer. I'm like, what? Please don't do that.
Right,
you know,
right. And you know, I'm very open.
Go ahead.
I'm very open about whatever makes you happy. You know, if you don't want to take a vaccine because you don't feel right, all right. But if you're not going to take it, then put a mask on and stay away from people, because it's part of raising the vibration, right? We all have to live here together. And I know people that aren't supposed to take it because of immune system problems, and I understand that. But then, you know, then understand that means I have to socially distance. I have to wear my mask because we're supposed to be one human family, and we're all supposed to be in this together, and that means we don't want to kill each other. Now, that's a whole different thing I think I have a microchip in my head. I mean,
you know,
I understand conspiracies, and I
understand. Maybe the world would be a little better if we were programmed with a few microchips the way it's going right now.
Yeah, honestly, I think maybe I need to get chipped, because I know my kitten's chipped, and it stops him if he gets lost. And I know sometimes I get lost. Maybe a chip would help.
You know,
people. Okay, so let me ask you about something then, because this is something that interests me.
Sure.
This is my new fascination. How come it is that there's so many people in the New Age community, right? They go and see these people to get a cleansing or a healing. Now, I do chakra balancing.
Right.
I do cleansings and healings, probably 10 a week on people. But these people they go to, every single time they go, this practitioner tells them, they are full of parasites, not spiritual parasites, like actual parasites, and insist they are repeatedly doing these insane cleanses because they are full of parasites. But these are parasites that, you know, don't show up on any medical anything. And I'm not anti-medical. I like Eastern and Western medication. I think it's a good thing when they work together. Enjoy both. They're both there for a reason. But could everybody have this many parasites that no one has found, Box? Is it just me?
I'm just going to check it with the tarot. And I use the tarot to get an outside opinion, angelic opinion, that has nothing to do with my personal belief system. So it kind of takes that out.
I like I like that.
Yeah, so we got the Three of Wands, the Seven of Cups, and the Princess of Wands. And I'm going to tell you, in Vox style, as one of the top psychics in the world, thank you, Lord, accurate, absolute nonsense. Nonsense. The Princess of Wands shows as a money-making scheme. Seven of Cups, if that many people had a parasite, they would have been dead a long time ago before COVID was around. It is a sales tactic. Absolutely.
I agree.
Nonsense.
I agree. Now,
and somebody's good.
Is it possible somebody has a parasite or worms? Sure. I had worms when I was a kid. My family had pinworms. It happens. We were on a highway and used the truck stop bathroom. Like, you know, that, you know, worms happen.
Oh, wow.
But that it would be in somebody's body over and over and different kinds.
No.
and different kinds of parasites, and people are doing all these crazy stuff. Like, if you want to do a cleanse to clean your system out, fantastic. Probably a good idea for all of us. People eat Twinkies. But to think that you're infested constantly with these parasites and that everything that's wrong in your life is because worms are eating you, to me, that creates like a very bad emotional patterning, Fox.
And it also debilitates a person. It takes away their ability to do any self-healing, and it seems to just be off the charts. Interestingly enough, the Three of Wands also indicates fraudulent publishers and publishing that is indoctrinating people. Yeah, Three of Wands. That, you know, not to disparage anybody in particular, but there are certain publishing firms that are making a buck. You and I know very well, Sheena, because we work on the same major LA station, okay, that when you guest starred a psychic, the bank of lights, okay, for the callers lit up for about 8 hours. Once they figured out they could make a buck off of hiring psychics to run a radio show, they decided, what else can we do to make money off these people? Because they never believed the words we said. They just knew we brought in the ratings and brought in the advertising.
You're right. Yeah.
They didn't believe anything we had to say, okay? So this is what that tells me. The Seven of Cups makes people feel constantly ill. And I also do chakra healing and balancing, all that stuff. But I also suggest people listen to certain kind of waveforms and sound energy healings as well. And you don't have to necessarily go to somebody to do that. You can learn to keep things balanced. And a lot of people do know that there are more than seven major chakras. The body is full of chakra centers. And people are only paying attention to the seven main middle pillar energies. That's great. That's wonderful. But most of it is BS. Flat out.
Yeah. And I do agree that, because I see it in my practice all the time. Chakras toxify, right? People put pressure on areas, and they overtax their chakras, and they need to be cleansed out. But that is different than actual microorganisms, like living microorganisms are eating you alive. I mean, that puts people in this terrible place of fear, and I bet you in the coming years, and I bet you think I'm right, there will be these new spiritual practitioners, and their whole thing is like, I'll shut down your chip. I'll disable your chip for you. You know what I mean? The chip that's in everyone
what
from the vaccine.
Done?
Right? Because we're going to have a new practice, Fox. Call us and we'll shut your chip down for $500.
Yep. Okay. All right. Now do you know how many crazy crackpots out there are going to try to do this?
Yes. Thanks,
okay,
Sheena.
Right now,
have you ever noticed that? Sheena. Whenever anything is a scam, it always costs $500. Have you ever noticed that? It's always $500. I don't know what the number of $500 is. As a matter of fact, my mom had a pool guy that cleaned her pool, our pool, it's my house now. After she died, he decided he was going to pretend she never paid him, and he called and he wanted $500. And I was always like, why is that like the universal sum for scamming?
Because it's a round number. It's easy to say either you do it or not, you know. But, it's just totally coming out as a major scam. I think you will love this. Back in the year 2000, I made a series of flyers, and I had a company that I started at that time called UHF, Ultra Healing Frequency. It's already trademarked. It's already copyrighted. I can share it. And on there, my angel gave me a list of things to offer the public. I was the first person to do this. Okay, and I'll send you, when I get back to town, I'll send you a copy of this flyer that I made. Okay? On there, I put DNA healing, future DNA cleansing, future karmic cleansing, future karmic soul destination and migration. I just wrote down the most insane group of treatments and psychic readings that I could come up with. It was the most insane thing I've ever read. And guess what? Now every crackpot in the world is offering all the stuff I published years ago. start your dinner. I'm like, $5 to be done.
Sweetie, you're cutting out on me really bad. Will you call? Oh no, you're back. Okay, you were cut out. Yeah, isn't that funny how you come up with these crazy ideas, and then they become like the
Oh, and I gotta
it's a crazy
share this
world,
with your
right?
clients too, the listeners. I found somebody that was offering Reiki classes or whatever, and then she talked that she was a certified Theta healer. Okay. Now, Theta is one of the lowest vibrations of all, and it's the one that the Scientologists use. Okay, they try to clear the Theta waves out of the body, just in case anybody out there knows what I'm talking about. Well, it's one of the lowest forms of vibration, and I instantly detested it. And I thought, Vox, come on, what's going on? Why do you have this violent reaction? So I went online. I did a background check on the person who actually, quote, unquote, invented this. She was under many lawsuits for, like, millions of dollars worth of fraud cases. And she's been giving people so-called, quote-unquote, initiations into this, quote-unquote, healing methodology. Like, I instantly had the BS meter on high, okay? And I thought, oh, Vox, get over it, you know. Could you be jealous that this person came up with this weird thing? And I was, no, I really just feel there's something wrong with it. And it got completely blasted, completely, you know, exposed. This woman had taken all this money and bought like two or three horse farms, mansions, you just name it. And she was busted, and now she's called a fraud. But she, after she made a few million dollars off of it. And I just find that so reprehensible, just disgusting. And it's those kind of people that make those of us who are the real deal just, I don't know, they just make us look like crazy people. Oh, yeah, you know, somebody calls me and says, hey, boss, you know, my mother died. And I go, you know, rest in peace. She goes, can you talk to my dead mother? And I'm like, yes, I can. And then I think, Vox, are you insane? You just agreed to do a reading when you're talking to a deceased person. What kind of crazy person are you to say you can do that? Then I realized, well, you know, apparently I can do this, and millions of people have agreed with my delusion, so I don't know. What can you do? But we're really doing it. We're really doing it. And my clients record everything that I say. So tell me, after however many million people that we've read, and people are confirming what we claim to be able to do, you know? And then there's, you know, good luck if we're, like, you know, making any millions of dollars, because we're not trying to make $1 billion. However, complete frauds are out there asking for millions of dollars and receiving it. And I'm just stunned, but I do believe that God knows what he's doing. And they're certainly not doing themselves any favors, because if the afterlife is real, and I've seen enough of it to believe in it, then most people have a very sad moment ahead of them when they have to pay the price for lying and scamming people. And that is certainly not raising the vibration, but we were talking about it, you know. You know, so
and
as
I
long as you're
ethical, you more. I agree with you. Yeah, I agree with you 100%. And it's interesting because sometimes, you know, because psychics can be really horrible to each other. I mean, I think people think, because I have a lot of psychics on this show, and I'm on a playground, that all psychics love each other. But the truth is, psychics like you and me that love each other, we've weeded through thousands of horrible psychics that were horrible to us in order to find the group of friends that is significant enough in ourselves to not be horrible. Like, I want you to be great. I want you to be fantastic. I want people to love you. But a lot of psychics get very jealous. And I remember the first time I encountered that, I was much younger, and I was not yet out of the closet as a psychic. And I was working as a music producer, while I did my radio show. I was working at a club on the Sunset Strip. And there was a psychic place, like one of the gypsy psychic places next door, run by this old gypsy family. And
or I guess we say Roma now, and the old guy was standing outside, that's the dad, and I was standing outside taking tickets, and I walked up to him once, and I said, can I ask you something, sir? And he said, sure, and I said, he thought that I wanted a free reading. I said, why are psychics so terrible to each other? And he said, well, you know, when somebody believes that you have a ticket to the afterlife or the future, they are going to treat you like a demigod. And it takes a person who is very secure within themselves to handle that much attention and not allow their egos to get out of control. And I thought that was the most brilliant thing. And boy, was he right. And I really saw that when I came out of the closet as a psychic and started doing well, and suddenly every psychic was at my throat. And I really thought, I think about his words often when it happens. And I remember that. So sometimes when psychics get funky, especially because my practice is only 3 years old, I live my whole life being a psychic on the down low and not telling anybody. And people will say, like, oh, well, don't you think it's a little weird that she was a radio host and then suddenly she was a psychic? And I'm like, honey, I was always a psychic. My mother was
exactly.
Psychic. I was born on the inside. I always think it's like, now I'm like that tour that Madonna did where she wore her underwear on the outside. Now I wear my underwear on the outside. But it always was something that did it. And I think that's the thing that it's hard, though, because there's so many people out there looking for a way to make money. I remember my friend Jenny Stewart, she's been a guest here many times. She's a psychic and paranormal investigator, lives in Kentucky, well now in Indiana, Kentuckiana, across the bridge. We used to laugh about people like this on the show. She's done my show hundreds of times. And she said once somebody pitched to her, and I always remember this, that they were a certified, licensed dinosaur hunter. And we probably laughed for 30 minutes on the air after that. Because I don't know, do they think dinosaurs are still here? Do they think we're in danger from dinosaurs? I mean, I don't really understand what's going on. But isn't just anything to inspire fear in people? And you know, oh, you probably have a dinosaur. I'll hunt them for you for $500. You know what I mean?
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. You know what? I can even get jealous of a certain psychics or quote-unquote so-called psychics that charge way more than I do, and I'm expensive.
Sure.
And I know they don't know what they're doing. I know they don't.
Sure.
I had one person who claimed to be descended from the Romanov Russian royalty. Yeah, right. Sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And she came to me one day at my store when I had a store in West Hollywood, and we were doing the cards, and then I saw her take a card out, and it was the Wheel of Fortune. And this is a person who happened to be a Sagittarius, ruled by Jupiter, and Jupiter rules the Wheel of Fortune card in the deck. And I said, what are you doing? She said, oh, I don't read that card. I said, what? She goes, well, I don't really know that card, so I just take it out of the deck. What does it mean? And this is a girl who was back in 1998 charging, guess how much?
$500.
$500. And she used to come to me and get readings. And she's like reading like Mickey Rourke's ex-wife or whatever. And she's like, all this celebrity thing. And she took cards out of the deck because she didn't understand them. I said, well, you know what? Maybe you should take my classes, but you should not be reading a tarot deck, like literally, you know, playing without a full deck.
Well, you know what? And
I'm not even
trying to
disparage
you.
You know,
I don't claim to be an expert reader. You're more of an expert at that than I am. I mean, I can read tarot if I need to, but I'm not an expert at it. Like I'm an astrologer, I can tell you where your planets are, and I can tell you what that means, but I'm not an astrologer the way you are. We can talk about the houses and what retrograde and conjunct, and I can't do all that.
Yeah.
Thank you for the compliment. Oh, absolutely. I was working an event once, and I was sitting next to this psychic who claimed to be an astrologer who was reading tarot for everybody. And it was like the thing would come up and it was like, oh, you're going to need a man. And then, you know, the Nine of Swords would come up and it was like, oh, you're going to go to the store and buy nine things. Like, obviously, this woman had never, I think she just bought the desk before she got there.
Maybe
people were eating it up because they didn't know. You know?
They didn't know. She was going to buy some cutlery at Target.
You're going to get a knife set. And, oh, look here, you're going to get a cup set. I mean, you know, but the thing is, when people don't know, they don't know. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And we're sounding very, you know, uppity. But so
no,
what?
Not
you're
at
telling
all.
The truth.
I'm not judging.
You know,
I think it's fantastic, and I think it's fun for people to hear these stories because so many people have been burned by folks like this, and they're very angry. And some people have rejected the alternate spiritual community because something like this has happened to them. And you can't do that. I had a Facebook friend who goes to my live videos when I do psychic videos, text me one day and say, there's a woman on Facebook, Vox, charging how much? $500. And she claims that she's married. She's Mary Magdalene.
Oh, I think I heard about this woman.
And she said, all I said was, this Facebook friend of mine said, I went on her page, and all I said was, how do you know you're Mary Magdalene? She's like, and hundreds of women started private messaging me, screaming at me for doubting her, and then I got blocked.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And I forget who I recently also read, a fake psychic who married, I think she married Elvis, his ghost.
Oh.
This is not a joke.
Oh.
And she talks to him every day. Oh, no, it wasn't Elvis. It was Michael Jackson. Please feel free to Google it. Lady that pretends that she's psychic, if you just Google it, have your listeners Google it. And when asked, you know, well, if you're married to him, like, you know, how does it work out? She goes, oh, but he won't touch me because of whatever reason. And every time I have an impure thought, you know, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it would be comedy gold if she wasn't out of her mind. It needs to be, you know, taken care of by a professional. I don't know what to say.
Right. Yeah. But isn't that interesting? Famous people can have stalkers even after they die.
Oh, yeah. That's just one crazy story that I've heard. That's just one out of many.
I know.
And I think go ahead.
It's fun. It's tragic for people that get sucked into it, but it's also fun because, I think sometimes people need to lighten up a little bit and learn to laugh with their spirituality because everything message I get from spirit, like spirit's funny. So people need to learn to be more funny. You have to kind of laugh at these things, and then it just doesn't all seem so horrible and tragic.
Here's another fun, kind of weird, fraudulent, scammy kind of thing, which is, I don't know, maybe you can edit this out because it depends too many people, but the very fact of Meghan Markle claiming to be suicidal when her own husband was one of the top bosses of the English Mental Health Society. And there are people who are using movement and hiding behind them for public sympathy, which I think is reprehensible.
Yeah.
There's nothing crazy about that person at all. Or the only imbalance she has is just trying to get everything that she wants by any means necessary. And I don't call that depression. I just call that narcissism. But what do I know? I'm only psychic, right?
Well, I just think, that's my cat. Do you like my cat? She thinks
of
this is her radio show.
I love the kitty cat. Well, it is now.
She's like, I'm 18 and I can do whatever I want because I'm 18. She's like a crazy old grandma.
Oh, I know. That's what
you
I did
so
when
wonderful.
I was 18. I did.
Right.
I did anything I wanted when I was 18. Oh, you know what we should say blessings upon the passing of Charlie Watts, the drummer from the Rolling Stones. He just passed away at 80 years old. And still Keith Richards is rocking on. Just think about that.
Who knew perhaps the cure for COVID is actually heroin?
You never know. Or cat fur, whichever.
Well, my friend, thanks for being here. Where can people find you online?
Well, thank you for having me on here. You can reach me by going to my website, vox.org, V-O-X-X.org. And on my contacts page, you can find out all the different social media. Also, I have a Patreon account at Vox Magic, V-O-X-X-M-A-G-I-C-K. And you can call me at 323-782-0222. And check out the charts for the new moon coming up. And I wish everyone the best. And thank you so much, Shana, for having me on. And I hope we had – I definitely
my
had a
pleasure,
time
sweetheart.
Hope you're listening to. God bless you, my friend.
I love having
Take
you
care.
Here. And I appreciate it, my friend. Thank you so much. I love having you here. And you're a lot of fun.
Thank
and
you.
I appreciate having fun with you. The wonderful Voxel Tales,
God
everybody.
Bless you.
If you missed those links, thank you too, my friend. And you want any information on her, you can always go to SheenaMetalSpiritual.com. Also, all my spiritual services are there, as well as almost everything about me. New things going up all the time, like every website. It's a work in progress, but please enjoy it. Raising the Vibration Radio for this show. My nonprofit, RaisingTheVibration.org. LiveParanormal.com is the network. I love the iHeartRadio links. I love being a part of the iHeartRadio family as well, so please check out Live Paranormal there. Also, important that you know that I also do three shows for Live Paranormal's video network. 9 o'clock, I'll be there tonight doing the companion to this show called I Am Raising Your Vibration. Yes, I will be doing some psychic readings, so check it out tomorrow. Haunted Playground, the radio show at 6 o'clock Pacific time. Molly the Cat is letting you know. 9 p.m. tomorrow night, Haunted Playground After Dark, the companion show. Live Paranormal's video network is at liveparanormal.com, facebook.com/theliveparanormal, and the link is at liveparanormal.com. Till I see you next time, my friends, seek peace, live in love, lead with kindness, embrace unity. Raise your vibration, ascend, evolve, inspire. Just keep loving people as I love you all. I'll see you next time. Take care, my friends.